We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tensions are rising in the Middle East now about the shooting down by the U.S. of an Iranian drone, although the Iranians deny that it happened. Pentagon says it shot it down after it came within 1,000 yards of the USS Boxer.
Iran says it has not lost any drones. Let's turn to Face the Nation's Margaret Brennan on this. This certainly escalates things. What's the latest that you're hearing?
It does escalate things, and what we are seeing in reporting, particularly in the Wall Street Journal, is that not only was that Iranian drone within 1,000 yards or so of the U.S. Vessel, which is what triggered concern and ultimately shooting it down, but that there were also other Iranian military assets in the region, helicopters and the like, that all together seemed to constitute a threat. But in terms of what I heard yesterday directly from Iran's top diplomat, Javad Zarif, who is in New York right now, he laid out a marker, which was he certainly thinks tensions are high. He thought we were minutes from war last month until President Trump called off that military strike for the downing of another drone. He floated a diplomatic offer, but he basically said right now diplomatic tensions are so high, unless the U.S. lifts sanctions, he doesn't see an off-ramp.
So no diplomatic answer at this point.
Iran is floating an offer saying that if the U.S. Congress lifts the sanctions it recently reimposed on Iran, that Iran would agree to further restrictions on its nuclear program. So this was a floated offer. Zarif called it a substantial one. The White House is treating it as a non-starter. President Trump continues to say he's willing to talk to Iran, but the administration and national security advisors around him are continuing to add pressure rather than create a diplomatic opening. And when Iran carries out these kind of antagonistic military exercises or skirmishes, I should say, it only makes it harder to find a way out.
Margaret, tell us about Face the Nation on Sunday. What's the plan?
We will be talking about some of this, but also what's happening here at home. An extraordinary week of racist tweets, dangerous chants, where the president himself reversed his own comments, then said he didn't like hearing at that rally the comments about Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, who there have been death threats against. Those comments of send her back really were too much for the first lady and for the first daughter, one an immigrant, the other a daughter of an immigrant who apparently changed the president's mind in terms of the language he's using. We'll talk to Cory Booker, who's one of the Democrats running for president, as you know, the senator from New Jersey. We'll also speak to Congressman Adam Schiff, who will preview for us that testimony we expect to hear next week from special counsel Robert Mueller.
At CBS's Margaret Brennan, Face the Nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.